Hugh found himself subject to very painful feelings sometimes, such as no one quite understood, and such as he feared no one was able to pity as they deserved. On one occasion, when he had been quite merry for a while, and his mother and his sister Agnes were chatting, they thought they heard a sob from the sofa. They spoke to Hugh, and found that he was indeed crying bitterly.
"What is it, my dear?"
said his mother.
"Agnes, have we said anything that could hurt his feelings?"
"No, no," sobbed Hugh. "I will tell you presently."
And presently he told them that he was so busy listening to what they said that he forgot everything else, when he felt as if something had gotten between two of his toes. Unconsciously, he put down his hand as if his foot were there. Nothing could be plainer than the feeling in his toes, and then, when he put out his hand and found nothing, it was so terrible, it startled him so. It was a comfort to find that his mother knew about this. She came and kneeled by his sofa, and told him that many persons who had lost a limb considered this the most painful thing they had to bear for some time, but that, though the feeling would return occasionally through life, it would cease to be painful.